Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Yep, Friday, February 14, 2014. So there's two 14s there. Might be a good number to play. Steve Sherlock here from Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Had a major snow day yesterday as that Pax storm, oddly named. Supposedly it was named for peace, but it certainly brought a lot of snow and ice and all kinds of weird weather conditions. We ended up with about 8 or 10 inches of the snow up here in Franklin. But that was shoveling yesterday. Today we've got a dusting and it's icy, so it'll be slow going. But it's also Valentine's Day and it's Friday, so good things happening. Hope good things are happening in your area, too. In a comparison of things that were and things that are, two things come to mind this morning to share quickly. One, when looking for work, building the network and then tending and carrying the network so that it's there when you need it, not having to build it as you need it. You always needed to set a goal. You know, pick 5 contacts or 10 contacts or whatever and reach out to them during the week so that you could continue to maintain that network. Let people know what you're doing. Let people know where you are. Say hi to folks. Congratulate folks, etc. LinkedIn now, especially for Gmail users, for Google Mail users, it integrates with your contacts and it'll send you a daily email. So you can say, happy work anniversary, happy birthday. Congratulations on that new promotion, that new job. All those things get prompted for you on a daily basis, which certainly helps keeping that network, the care and feeding of it, alive and well. The other quick thing was, I remember years ago I used to read the book that I really wanted to finish, but I needed to go to bed because my parents said so. I used to read by flashlight under the covers, and now my wife has her Kindle glowing while she reads in bed, and I go to sleep. Times have changed. Technology has changed. Some things have not. You still need to read to finish that chapter. You still need to be personal, reach out to people, continue to talk, share, etc. So, on this Friday, Valentine's Day, take care of your love. I did. I wrote her a sherku based upon that Kindle and book reading analogy. To paraphrase, if it's not exactly perfect as a sherku, years ago, it was by flashlight, under the covers. Today, my love's Kindle glows. Years ago, it was by flashlight under the covers. Today, my love's Kindle glows. So that's a sherku for today. Do good things for your love. Special person, whoever they are, wherever they are, wherever you are. Take care. Happy Friday. Till next time, this is Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents, signing off.